Think of entrepreneurship like a video game, where everyone starts out on a different level. The goal is always the same, to grow your company quickly and create a life that you control. And on the surface, the rules of the game seem perfectly fair. But not everyone has the same chance of winning, because we all begin the game from different places. Some gamers get to start out on the easy levels and are given thicker armor, special weapons, and unlimited ammo. I call these people the entitleds. Others are forced to start on an advanced level, with no armor, no special weapons, and no extra lives. I call them the builders. In the business world, the entitleds are rich white guys. They start off on the easiest level possible, and they're even given cheat codes just in case they get stuck. Yeah, there are some obstacles present at this level, but they're relatively small and much easier to overcome. Even when a white male entrepreneur messes up, and they mess up often, the game keeps giving them extra lives and letting them try again from where they left off. A builder is anyone other than a wealthy, white, straight, cisgender male. We builders, by default, start off at a harder level than the entitleds. And the more diverse identity someone has, the harder their starting level is going to be, as each additional identity requires more mastery of the game to win. So if you're a white woman who is straight and relatively well off, you might be playing on the medium level. You don't get as many lives as the entitleds, but you still start with upgraded armor and unlimited ammo. If you're a poor black woman, you're playing on a more advanced level, where you have to build your own weapons from whatever you can find. If you're a poor Latinx transgender woman, you're forced to play the game on an expert level. You have only one life and no armor. Plus, there are more monsters to kill and they move twice as fast. Beating the game is much harder for builders. This game is advertised as a meritocracy, a system that rewards you based only on your skills, when in fact, it's based on everything but merit. Builders always play on a harder level than entitleds. Sometimes builders play on the medium level, other times it's on the super hard level, but the game always starts on a harder level. Always. There's no logical reason why entitled gamers receive this advantage. There's nothing about entitleds that make them special other than the fact that they were, well, born entitled. But since they've created the rules of the game, they get all the advantages. Most entitleds don't even realize they have an advantage. They're too busy playing the game at their level to give much thought to the people who are stuck on the other levels. Many convince themselves that builders simply aren't talented enough to make it to their level in the startup world. This quote from Michael Moritz, chairman of Sequoia Capital and one of Silicon Valley's leading venture capitalists, clearly illustrates this point. Footnote: Investopedia defines a venture capitalist as an investor who provides capital to companies exhibiting high growth potential in exchange for an equity stake. This could be funding startup ventures or supporting small companies that wish to expand but do not have access to equity markets. We look very hard. What we're not prepared to do is to lower our standards. If there are fabulously bright, driven women who are really interested in technology, very hungry to succeed, and can meet our performance standards, we'd hire them all day and night. In reality, builders are every bit as motivated and skilled as entitleds, but they're playing the game on a harder level. Every now and then, against all odds, a builder is actually able to win. These stories are thrown around by entitleds as evidence that the game is fair. But just because this is how the game has been historically played and won by the entitleds, does that mean it has to remain so? Hell no. You can build it. Keeping it 100, aka honest, many books about how to succeed in business are written by entitled white men who have no idea of the challenges everyone else faces. Rarely do the examples of business greatness highlighted in these books feature women leaders. And none of the 30-plus books that I've read on entrepreneurship contained an example of a successful startup led by a Black or Latinx founder. The tech world promotes the concept of out-of-the-box thinking, but can't think of any successful entrepreneurs whose very existence is out of the box. This book teaches you everything you need to go from idea to your first product to raising your first $1 million in investment.